You're listening to Hop Behind Kitchen Confessionals. Hop Behind Kitchen Confessionals is the podcast where we dive into the nitty, gritty, pretty, and shitty side of working in the restaurant industry. If you've ever worked back of house, front of house, tended bar, or have eaten at a restaurant and want to know what really goes on behind the scenes, you've come to the right spot. From the salacious to the serious, join Sarah and Desiree for stories each week from both sides of the house. And now, your hosts, Sarah Elgin and Desiree Bowles. Welcome back to Hot Behind Kitchen Confessionals. I'm your host, Sarah.
I'm Desiree.
And welcome back. How you doing, Des?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing well considering all the shit we're going through right now.
Man, this has been such a year to start a podcast.
Right? We've got a lot of good information for it.
That's true.
That's the good thing.
It's been so weird. So what's the latest news, Miss Sarah?
Well, how about this? Let's start with good stuff.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was weird, but it was good. Yeah. It was good. It was nice to, you know, it was really small this year, but spent time with the fam.
Good.
So that was kind of cool.
Good.
Yeah. I got to hang out with my niece and my nephew the whole time.
Which Always was the best.
Pretty much the best. My niece is like, she's going to be 3 in January. Uh-huh. So her little personality has come out and she knows exactly what she wants. And I'm like, you are your mother's daughter, girl.
Full of sass.
So sassy. Oh, so awesome. Funny. She reminds me of my sister when my sister was a baby.
Really?
Like, that's like the exact personality. Obviously, my sister's an adult now, you know, and she's different. But
I'm sure a little sassy still.
Yeah, when I look at my niece, I'm like, oh, God, like spitting image of and like exactly what she wants.
Oh, that's awesome.
Everything. So Thanksgiving was fun.
Good.
How about yours?
It was good. I got to see my brother and his Kaylee. And then, of course, Holden got to love on my nephew. I was so happy. I got to get him to laugh.
Yeah.
Which made my heart melt. Because, I had been trying to get him to laugh the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I saw him on Wednesday and then I actually saw him 3 times throughout the week because we had Thanksgiving at my grandma's on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then we had a small Thanksgiving at her parents mm-hmm. on Thursday, and then me and Jeff had ours here, and then on Saturday, we went back over to her house, and they had like a poker night, and we got to hang out, and so I made him laugh so, like, just like that giggle, you know?
Yes, like their full body giggle.
Yes. Oh, it made my day. I was so happy to get to spend time with him.
It's little stuff like that that almost makes me want a baby.
Right. Oh, I want a baby.
I know.
I don't even have to have any convincing to have that.
It's stuff
like
that.
That's like the extra, like,
you hear that and
and you're like, I definitely want a kid now.
Right.
Oh man. But other than that, it was a good Thanksgiving.
Good.
Really quiet. Jeff and I had our own thing here. I made a turkey and turkey stuffing and green bean casserole for just us. I didn't make any dessert. Oh, I made those muffins that we made.
Those freaking bomb muffins?
Yes,
they
I made those.
So good.
Weren't they good?
And so good.
Everyone loved them, so I was really stoked on
They're really delicious.
Yeah, oh man, And everyone's like, wait, they're gluten-free? And I'm like, hell yeah, they are.
Sure are.
I made like 30 of them.
Nice.
Yeah, because I was like, well, I'll have a few for us. And because I made them for Kaylee originally.
I was just gonna say, she's gluten-free, right?
Yeah, so I was like, well, I'll give them to her. So I went over to when we went to my dad's, I brought them over there and I was like, hey, I got a few for you. Like, I brought extra, have as many as you want. She took them, like, hid them for herself. Cause she's like, this is the only thing I can have. And I'm like, good, you should.
Exactly.
So,
take them all.
Yeah, take all of them. I'm probably gonna like write a recipe for her. So at least she has it and stuff.
Super
so
cute.
Yeah,
super
it was a good Thanksgiving.
Good.
Other than that, went back to work right after that. It's just been a really weird since we last talked.
Yes.
Shit has gone from like worse to like what the F. Like what? It couldn't possibly get any worse, you would think.
Yeah. And then.
But it did.
And then it did.
I mean, first we went, it was like what? Like, was it right before Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
The week before Thanksgiving, we have a curfew.
Yeah.
Southern California, or no, is it all of California? It's probably all of California at this point. I feel like it is.
I think it's most of California for sure.
Yeah.
It's definitely all of Southern.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of Southern for sure. So we have, in Southern California right now, we have our governor, who likes to just give us all these fun rules that everybody loves so much. He decided that California should have a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Yes.
So that kind of right there
like stopped our business.
Yeah.
As far as having late night people come in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, we went to that. We went to a point where it was just, we were getting a lot of busy for lunch.
Yeah.
But like after, even with the cool weather,
yeah.
even with the warmer, when we had those warm days, people were still not staying out late because yeah. our restaurant was shutting down at 9.
Yeah, seriously. And like we weren't doing anything specifically to make sure that our employees were home before curfew. But you could tell that the guests were trying to get home before all of it started.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's like our business would just drop off and like you, hard.
Right. And you're not going to stay open no. for, you know, two more hours
closing
for
early,
two
a couple
people.
Of different days. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. It was wild. And then now we went back. Now we're back on lockdown.
Yeah. So last Friday is when we started hearing all this like news about like, well, it wasn't on Friday that we heard specifically the news. It had been all week. But then on Friday, they were like, probably this weekend, just so you guys know, as soon as the ICUs hit less than 15% capacity, we're going on lockdown, like stay at place order. Or stay in place order.
Yeah.
And restaurants would only be able to do takeout only.
Right.
And so Friday at work, we're all talking about it. We're like, when's it going to happen? Like, this is so weird. It's going to happen soon.
Yep.
I wonder if it's going to happen before the end of the weekend. And
I'm sure as shit.
Yeah. Friday night, I'm sitting at home and I get an alert on my phone and it was like, ICUs dropped down to 13% capacity.
You're like,
in Southern California. I'm like, fucking cool.
Yep.
This means tomorrow is probably my last day at work.
Yeah. For the second time in a row this year. Or for the second time this year.
I've never been out of work longer than before I started working.
Right? And that was when we were 16?
Yes.
Long
exactly.
time. Exactly. We won't say long time, but it's been a hot minute.
I'm not going to tell you what year it was, but.
But it's true. Like, I can't remember. I can't ever remember being fired because I've never been fired or let go. Granted, we still have the job. We're only furloughed.
Right.
But to be told twice by the same employer in the same year that you don't have a job is weird.
It's
especially
so
when you do nothing
weird.
Wrong.
Oh, it's so weird. And right before Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Or other holidays?
Talk about a stab in the butt.
Seriously, a stab in the butt.
I mean, I don't know what else to come up with. But,
I know, I like
but it. But it really sucks because it's like you work hard for the holidays. And then the holidays get here and it's like you can't even spend your... You can't do anything for anybody. Even if you don't see people in person, you can't send them a gift because now you got to worry about your bills.
Exactly. I have no job.
Yeah.
So, super weird. I've never lost my job right before Christmas. And,
no.
Well, I mean, obviously, like we just said, never lost our jobs before. But like, it's a different feeling losing your job in the beginning of December, knowing that you won't get your job back this year.
Yeah. On Sunday, it was weird because it was that like, it was a surreal feeling waking up in the morning on Sunday, knowing I was going to work, and I wasn't going to be prepping like I would normally prep. I wasn't making a list how I normally would.
Mm-hmm.
I was basically just preparing to shut the restaurant down.
Yeah. How long did they keep you on Sunday?
I was there all day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Well,
that's
the
good,
man, our manager didn't want me to go. He didn't want to send anyone home early.
Gotcha.
Which was weird because we were dead.
Yeah. Was it just to stay and clean?
It was to stay and clean.
That makes sense.
So we were cleaning a lot and then when I left, it was like, all right, bye guys. All right, guys. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you next year.
Yeah.
And it's December 6th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Super
so it's
weird.
So weird. And I'm getting weird, like just a weird feeling just talking about it now.
Yeah.
Not knowing that I won't go back until the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
If we go back at the beginning
right.
of the year.
The thing is, it's like it's supposed to be 3 weeks
mm-hmm.
that we're out of work. But in order for us to go back to work, all the ICUs have to have more capacity.
Right.
Like they have to be above 15%. Do you really think that they're going to like have more capacity?
I don't think, especially,
I mean,
it's flu season.
Exactly. It's flu season.
Everyone's going to be in, if it's not COVID, then it's going to be, you know, you just might be sick and people are freaked out now.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to the doctor and make sure that seasonal flu
right.
that they have, it's just a seasonal flu, is
versus,
not COVID.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just weird in itself.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a COVID testing site right by my house.
Okay.
And it is packed all the time. It's
really?
A drive-through thing.
Okay.
So it's like you can see it from the freeway if you're driving south down the 15. It, and there are several cars every day.
Wow.
That thing is so packed. Like it's, It's kind of freaky.
A little bit. It's, you know? It's almost like end of times freaky.
It feels that way, especially not having a job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're like, great. And now it's really... Yeah. Did I tell you I've been watching the Fear of the Walking Dead show?
Okay. No, you didn't.
So I've been watching it. We just started it, you know, a few weeks ago because I was like, oh, let's just watch something new. We've seen The Walking Dead, but we wanted to watch the prequel or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen a zombie show and or movie where they wear masks, face masks, gloves, and are talking about staying away from their friends and family because of a weird virus?
No!
Dude, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but holy hell, like watching this show, I have become a conspiracy theorist. Because it feels so similar to what we're experiencing. And I know, obviously, no one could have predicted this. You know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But... When you're watching a zombie show and you're in the middle of this shit and you watch this, I at one point I was like, I swear to God, if they come out with gloves on, because they didn't have gloves on at this point, I was like, I'm done. I can't even. They came out with gloves and I was like, well, I got to see now where else they're going with this. But it was wild because it was not even just like the medical face masks.
Uh-huh.
Legit was like, you know how you see people with the face mask with the smiley face on it?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of face mask.
It's creepy.
That's what I was like, okay. Yeah, okay.
That's
this is this they planned for this. Yeah. It wasn't a zombie outbreak that they were planning for, just some kind of virus. So
yeah.
If people start walking, you know, raising from the dead, then
I mean,
you know, then maybe they were right.
Some questions.
I know, right? But yeah, so
yeah, that's
but
wild.
It is really wild because it's we have a testing center not too far from here.
Yeah.
I can't see it because it's at the baseball stadium or whatever.
Gotcha.
But,
oh
but
yeah, yeah.
There's one nearby. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure people have gone.
Right.
You know?
It's just weird to drive by and see so many people getting tested constantly. It's like, I mean, good, you know, get tested, make sure you don't have it. Or if you do have it, then you know what you can do to stay away from other people so they don't get it.
Exactly.
Like, totally down. But it feels very apocalyptic.
Oh, yeah.
It's very weird to drive by and look over. I mean, we've had this testing center since like March, you know, it's been there most of the year and it's been busy most of the year.
Yeah.
There's a couple days I've driven by where there haven't been very many cars. But I swear to you, every time I drive by, there are at least 20 cars. At least. And that's a minimum.
That's wild.
That's not that many compared to what I normally see.
Yeah.
Because it's a soccer field.
Oh, I know what you're talking... I know that area you're talking
about.
Exactly. Like, if you are going north on the 15, it's on your left-hand
side?
It'll
be on the left. Yeah, exactly.
So on this side
it'll
of things?
It'll be on that side.
On the L part of things? When you put your two hands up?
Totally.
It's the L side.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so super crazy.
And people have been jerk. Like, I was being told by one of our one of the front of house guys that people were being dicks on Sunday.
And it's so weird. It's like, okay, so you're excited to go out for your last weekend of restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, outdoor dining, whatever, restaurant dining. And why are you being rude to us?
It makes no sense.
We're literally losing our jobs.
Yeah. And you're going to be an asshole to us while we're losing our job. Yeah.
Right?
It makes no sense. He was so upset because guests were just like, well, I want to... It was the kind of guest where you get like, you know, like the Karen where it's like, I'm a vegetarian, gluten-free, fucking dairy-free person. And then they'll tell you seven times. And it's like, I know what that means. Like, you don't have to tell me...
No.
That you don't want fucking milk because you're dairy free.
Yeah,
I get it. I'm not dumb.
Yes.
I've been doing this. But if you're gluten free and you're ordering a beer,
right?
Well, let's have a conversation.
Exactly.
Because I don't get that.
A lot
that.
Of people are like that.
Oh, that pisses me off.
I had this lady speaking of this sort of thing, who sits down and doesn't tell me any of her dietary restrictions. Right.
Of course.
Like she just orders. She orders fish and chips. She loves the bread. Wants more bread. Finishes up with a butter cake, you know? So it's like all of this stuff. Who cares?
Yeah.
You're enjoying your meal.
Get your food.
At the end, she goes, so in case my husband comes in later, I'm on the keto diet and you never saw me. And I was just like, nothing you've eaten today is on the keto diet.
Cheat, girl. Do it.
Right? And I'm like, hey, whatever you want. She left me a good tip and that was the end of that. I was happy about
fantastic.
It.
That's fantastic.
It's just so funny. The little things that people like to lie about.
Yeah.
Why are you telling me?
I don't need to have your guilt.
I wasn't judging you until you said that. Now I'm like, oh, this bitch.
Oh my God, that's funny.
It was really funny. She was nice though, so I was like, all right, this is fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
But I have no idea who she is or her husband.
Yeah,
so
like, why would you tell me this?
She, like, yeah. Her guilt.
She
was
felt really guilty.
Show,
yeah.
She's like,
she's like, I shouldn't have done that.
Like, maybe you shouldn't have, but.
Yeah. You know what though? Life is too damn short. And especially in this year, Fucking A. Life is too short.
Yes.
Eat your butter cake. Exactly. Drink what you want. Just don't hurt people.
No.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be a dick is my, like...
Yes.
Like, just don't be a dick.
Exactly.
There's no reason to be one.
Is it really that hard to not be a dick?
It's not. Just be nice. Yeah. Smile at people. Like, that's one thing I miss is that people don't smile at each other anymore. They've forgotten just how to be a human being.
Right.
You know? And it upsets me because it's like... Like, I was at the grocery store the other day and... There was a lady in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and I generally don't like get into people's like conversations unless they engage me. I'm really like, or unless I see someone like hurting someone, then I'll probably step in and say something. But if it's somebody I don't know, I'll generally just keep my distance. I don't know you. I don't need to be in your drama.
Exactly.
So I'm at the grocery store. I'm at like the 10 items or less line.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting a few things for, I think it was for Thanksgiving. No, it was afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell I was getting. Anyhow, it was a small dinner I was making, so it wasn't a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm in the aisle, and I'm putting my stuff on the conveyor belt, and I hear in my peripheral, I saw the girl trying to put the lady's soda, like she had like a 12-pack of soda cans. She was trying to put it in the cart, and it like slipped and bent her hand back, and it fell on the ground. And I was like, oh, that sucked. Like I felt bad for the girl because she looked like she hurt herself. And the lady that she was helping was like, you're going to get me a new one, right? Because I'm not going to pay for something that I didn't break. And I was like, wow. Like,
yeah, there's a nice way to say that.
Man. Like, I was like, why is she being a bitch? And in my head, I was like, great. Now we've got one of these ladies in front of me. I don't like rude people.
No.
And I shop at this grocery store like daily.
Yeah.
Because we just, you know, if I try to shop for the day, especially when we're on a budget, like mm-hmm. I know it doesn't seem feasible, but sometimes it just works best for us. Because I cook a lot. I don't cook like a small meal.
Mm-hmm.
I cook enough for like 2 or 3 days because I'm used to big portions.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to like go back to just two people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. So I'll make, you know, a batch soup or I'll make something that'll last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So I'm making I'm putting my stuff on the cart. Now the lady's like, you know, she's already said her whatever, get my soda. She pays, and then the cashier says, just wait right here for a minute, and then the young lady will go get your soda, and you go on your way.
Yeah.
Cool. So girl's scanning my stuff, and the lady, it was like 10 seconds later, and she's like, where is she? What's taking her so long? And I was like, okay, like... And she says it to the cashier, and the cashier can't say anything, you know.
What is the cashier? She's standing
there. Yeah,
here.
She's like, what do you want me to do? Like, I sent somebody.
Let me use my mind powers to figure out where she's at.
Right? Let me look on my camera and see if I can find her for you.
That's so weird.
So I was like, okay, lady, calm your tits. Just relax.
Yeah.
The lady goes, after she says, what's taking her so long to the cashier? The cashier's like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, then she waits another 10 seconds, another 20 seconds. And she goes, seriously. What is taking her so long? Did she get lost? And now she's looking at me. She's engaging me in the question. She asks me a question. And I look at her and I'm like, I looked at her and I smiled and I said, well, maybe like somebody stopped her and she's just, you know, asking for some help. And she was like, well, maybe. And I'm like, stopped. And I was like, okay. Uh-huh. Another 30 seconds passes by. It's literally been a minute. It has not been that long.
Yeah.
It's my stuff. I'm already paying at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how long it wasn't. And so the girl goes, this is ridiculous. Did she get lost back there or something? I don't understand what's taking her so long. And at this point, she goes, I've been waiting here forever. I go, actually, you've only been here for a minute. And she's like, are you their fucking lawyer? And like, jumped at me. And I was like, no, I'm not their lawyer. And she goes, well, I'm a lawyer. And I go, oh, that is so sweet. My mom used to tell people that all the time when I was a kid. Just to like... And she was like, fuck you. And I was like, thank you so much. And she goes, go fuck yourself. And I was like, I hope you have an amazing day. She goes, just shut the fuck up already. And I was like, okay, thank you so much, ma'am. You have an awesome day. And at this point, the girl with like the soda is bringing it to her and she puts it in the girl's cart. And she's like, go fuck yourself. And she's like walking away.
Ugh.
And I was like, okay, have a great day. And she goes, fuck off. And like yelled it. And I'm like... This busted can of biscuits is yelling at me in the middle of the grocery store. I have my hair in pigtails. Like, I look like a kid at this point.
Because
I'm like, you know, I dress like a kid sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't care. It made me laugh. It made me laugh because I was like, you just look like an idiot.
But it's just like, why get so worked and up why are you over something?
Over a fucking soda can. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wait 60 seconds for somebody to go, who's going for you to go get it,
exactly.
You know? I mean, I know that they dropped it and they were trying to just help her out.
Yeah, but it's an accident.
Don't be It's don't be like a dick.
Exactly. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
She didn't drop that shit on purpose. Yeah. She wasn't trying to ruin your day specifically. Yeah. Like,
and
why?
I was like, what the hell? And so the when I was getting ready to leave, because it was literally like right after that I was done.
Yeah.
And so the people behind me, they were like, what was her problem? I was like, she just didn't get her soda fast in time. I don't know. Like, yeah. It didn't happen fast enough. And they're like, are you okay? Be careful. She might be waiting for you. I'm like, I hope she's waiting for me. What is she going to do to me? Like,
exactly.
I'm not afraid of her. So I went outside and she must have booked it because she was not nowhere to be seen. Like, oh, I was kind of like scanning the parking lot to like, where did she go? Just in case she wants to throw a can at me or something.
Exactly. You need to know.
Fucking soda can. How did that come from?
You know what I mean? Right next to yours.
Oh my God. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I definitely would have been looking out. Dude. But it's like, this is the holiday season, y'all. I mean, even if it's not the holiday season, why?
Why do you have to be an asshole?
Why are you such a jerk?
Don't treat people that you're, like, they're less than.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason to treat people like you're better than them. Because nobody is better than anybody.
Right.
I'm sorry. Like, everybody has their struggles.
Yeah.
We all sit on the toilet the same way when you got to do exactly. your business. So,
right.
I mean, I'm sorry to be crude, but it's the truth.
But
like,
yeah.
We all do.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Super crazy.
Yeah. So that was a fun little lady that I had to deal with. But, you know.
Oh, that's annoying.
So.
That poor cashier, too, just sitting there.
I felt so bad for her. Because she, like, looked at me like, what do I do? And I'm like,
yeah.
Well, sorry.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like, it's just that, it is what it is. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So she just kind of was like.
At least she'll be gone in a minute.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was talking to one of the other ladies, mm-hmm. One of the other ladies at work. So she's like one of the managers. She goes, thank you for saying something. She goes, we can't say anything.
Yeah.
And I was like. Well, I get that, like, because I work in customer, you know, we work in a restaurant. You can't
absolutely.
Say shit to
no.
your guests as bad as you want to say something to them. So,
definitely.
But that was, that was a lot of fun. Oh, man. But
happy holidays.
Happy
Sarah.
Holidays, right? Oh, I love the holidays. People are so nice.
Yeah, right? That's, like, one thing that's kind of, so it's, like, I mean, I cannot express, I know we've already said it, like, how lame it is to not be working through December, the holiday season, my whole year relies on the holiday season.
Absolutely.
You know?
This is our busiest time.
Exactly.
I kept telling my EKM, I'm like, it's so weird to be cut early on a Friday or a Saturday night mm-hmm. during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Because you're normally doing 12-hour shifts every
day.
Easily 12-hour shifts.
Yeah. This is not normal feeling. But the one thing I'm not sad about is not having to deal with crazy, cranky people during the holidays.
Yes.
Because the holidays brings out the worst in people.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, you know, if I have to be stuck not working, at least I'm not dealing with, like, really, really crazy psycho people.
Do you have any good stories about, like, a good, like, not a good, but, like,
man.
A psychopath on a holiday season or anything?
I'm sure I do. The only one right now, because I'll have to think about it. Like, the problem is, like, there's so many stories.
Yeah, you're like, which one do I pick? Down. Which is a good one?
Exactly. The first one that comes to mind is a Mother's Day story. So it's not quite a holiday story. But it was just this woman getting very upset. The bar that I work in doesn't have a blender.
Okay.
You know, and so she asks for a piña colada. And I can't make her one that's from a blender. I can make one on crushed ice. It's actually super fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a really good piña colada on crushed ice. And this lady was like, my Mother's Day is ruined. Like, there's got to be a blender somewhere in here. As though I can stop everything that I'm doing to go blend her up a piña colada in the back. And you know what? If I weren't busy and she were nice to me, I
probably
might consider doing something like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Go in the back and, like, they don't have a blender back there anymore, but they've got, you know, a big old burr mixer.
Oh, yeah. You're like, what's
can
my
you imagine?
Desi, what are you doing back here?
You know, huge industrial size, massive.
Just making a piña colada.
Mixers, yeah. So, but it's just like the level of upset that she got so quickly was just like, are you kidding me? And it's like, I know it's because of the holidays, because you wouldn't really care that much if this weren't Mother's Day and you want that piña colada.
Exactly.
You know, people are like that during the holidays too. I just, oh my God.
Well, they think that they're all the only person there. They're the only person celebrating their holiday.
Yes, exactly.
They're the only person stressed out in the
world.
You're
the only person that matters.
Yeah.
Who cares about everybody else?
And that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
Is I don't get how people can just be so selfish in that regards, and you know, and they don't mm-hmm. realize, like, you know, we are all working. This where we work now is the only place aside from the spa, only two places I've ever worked where I had Christmas and Thanksgiving off.
Mm-hmm.
so, I mean, I'm used to working holidays. You know, yeah, you work Christmas, like, and New Year's all the time. And, like, people are just so rude.
You just reminded me. This will be the first New Year's Eve and New Year's Day that I won't have to work.
I was thinking about it, too.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that a trip?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't drink. Yeah. So, I'm almost always the opener on New Year's Day. Like, almost always. I've got to be there at 8 in the morning, you know. And I've closed the restaurant on New Year's Eve. In the past before. It's been a long time. It's been like 5 years, I guess, maybe 6 years since I've had to do that. Where I'm like literally the last person in the restaurant. You go to clock out and it's like, Happy New Year. And I'm
You're
like,
cool. Thanks.
That's like the most depressing feeling.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly. You're like, I'm like, here.
Cool. Didn't get my New Year's kiss and I'm here at fucking work.
Yeah. Like, this is where I really want to be.
But yeah, it didn't even occur to me. So if the stay in place order is actually up in the 3 weeks, January 2nd is the day that we're supposed to come back to work.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's the idea.
Yeah.
That on the 2nd, it'll be our 3 weeks.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I'm just so doubtful of it. It just, I don't think so. Because last time it was
They said two weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Like, cool.
And it turned out to be 10 weeks.
Yeah.
11 weeks. Because it was almost 3 months. It was like 2.5 months. So like 11 weeks.
You know what was, it's really funny is I was thinking about it. We only worked for six months.
I saw you post that and I was just like,
I was like,
holy shit, it was only 6 months? I'm like, yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, like we did work January and February, but if you think about like when we came back, we've literally only been back for 6 months.
Yeah, because it was the beginning of June.
Actually, it was the end of May.
End of May, yeah.
Because it was right after, because we didn't have Mother's Day and I don't think we did the other one, Memorial Day.
It was a day
after Memorial Day we opened.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah.
Because we had Father's Day, and it was actually a busy Father's Day.
It was the busiest Father's Day I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
But because nobody else went out, you know, for Mother's Day.
Didn't get to celebrate those holidays. Yeah. Which makes me wonder, like, say we do get back to work, is Valentine's Day going to be, like, the busiest holiday ever? It's already
the busiest holiday. Busy.
But I wonder this year, like, if we're back open on Valentine's Day, is, like, everybody going out?
Well, then are they going to... Do you one better? Are they going to have us open fully for indoor dining, outdoor dining? Like, God. It's such a weird thing. Yeah. I never thought that my job wouldn't be needed.
Yeah. Oh, seriously.
You know what I mean?
I was reading this news article the other day, and you know how, like, Disneyland workers, Disneyland had to lay off, like, a shit ton of people.
I had a few,
like,
friends in that.
Oh, so sad, right? Mm-hmm. But I saw somebody who was, like, talking about how they've been working for Disneyland for 17 years, and they just found out that they're no longer employed there. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, I feel that way about the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine if I was something a little bit more specific like that.
Yeah, and Disneyland is so specific. I mean, obviously.
Where you're taking those skills, you know, obviously, like, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, you've got that customer service, you've got that positive attitude, and I'm sure you're doing other things. I'm not trying to generalize and say that if you work at Disneyland, you don't know how to do anything.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, it being in that specific, very specific industry for so long.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, it's tough.
It's so scary.
Yeah, it's just, everything has been so wishy-washy this year.
Yeah.
It's definitely a wishy-washy year.
But you're right, I never thought that I would have to worry about my job not being, you know.
Not being essential, I guess.
Yeah, right?
People need to eat.
It's crazy. So our company is doing this thing where it's like, so we're allowed to do takeout, but what they've done is that just some of the busier locations were doing this market.
Right.
And those markets are actually doing full takeout as well.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And I heard that there's some crew members that are getting to stay and help with that.
Okay.
Probably those
the restaurant.
In,
yeah.
Exactly.
Which is understandable.
Exactly. You know, and I'm not really that far from one of the locations.
Yeah.
But there's just not an opening right now. So I'm like, that's fine. You know, it's a really mixed feel too. Like, do
Like, because you're happy to be off,
of
I'm
course.
Sure. Everyone's
Job
happy. Again,
be working.
It's the vacation, but yeah, shit.
Exactly.
I can't do anything on this vacation.
Right?
I got no money for it.
It's such a trip to, like, have that sort of feel. Like, I keep going back and forth. Like, Saturday, okay, I'm not going to lie. Saturday was my last day. We closed on Sunday, but I didn't work on Sunday. I was super emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I was very hormonal. Sorry, I know that might be gross for some people.
We all have hormones. Guys have hormones, girls have hormones, we all have hormones.
Thanks, Des, thanks for that.
And I'm like, you're welcome.
Sorry, I wasn't getting into details about what's happening.
Yeah.
I could brush you out.
All right.
I love
if you want more
out.
Details, I really can.
Let me know. But I was very hormonal, very emotional, and I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, I don't want to seem like it's just like, oh, my job is my whole life, but it's just like I kept thinking about all of the things, you know, like this is the holiday season. I have these plans. I want to spend this money, or I want to spend this time with my family, or I want to do something. And it's just all of those plans are gone.
Yeah.
You know, all of them smashed. And yeah. So it's like, you know, someone was like, well, at least we get to not work. And I'm like, yeah, at least we get to not work, which is cool.
Yeah.
But also, are you going to come pay my bills?
Exactly.
I mean, I still have rent to pay. Mm-hmm. I still have a car payment. I have phones. I have electricity and gas. And
that stuff doesn't stop.
No.
Just, exactly. Just work.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, it's
definitely mixed feelings. I'm glad to not be at work, but I'm also terrified to not be at work.
Yeah. I think I'm terrified mostly because it's just so uncertain.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if I knew for sure, only because of what happened to us just now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were open, we were doing good. Yeah. We got busy. We were doing really good and getting really busy, like we said.
We were so much busier than we had been last year this time.
With just outdoor dining.
Exactly. And can you imagine?
Our numbers were huge. So if we would have been open, I think we would have been doing a lot better. I think had they not implemented a curfew, we still would have been doing good.
Yeah.
And then they do this stinking lockdown again, and now everyone's supposed to stay in place. And
right, one of the things that's so frustrating is that there are some restaurants that are staying open during this time, and I cannot blame them. I'm not saying this because I think that they're doing something wrong,
right,
or whatever, because people have to try and survive.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't blame them.
They're doing what they can do to still socially distance and to still dine outdoors, but they're not shutting down.
Yeah.
So then there's people like us who work for a company that's like, we're going to follow the rules, mm-hmm. which, again, not complaining about that. I think that we should be following the rules.
Right.
I get anxiety if that's not happening.
Right.
Which I'm already a super anxious person, so it's like, okay. But then there are situations where they're like, okay, well, if this restaurant's staying open, why aren't you guys staying open?
Yeah. And then we get blamed for it.
Exactly. Like, it's why didn't your company do that? No, yeah. Like, because my company's trying to follow the law.
Yeah.
First of all, our company is a lot larger than some of these other places. They can survive shutting down for a little bit.
Right.
You know, we're not completely closed down anyways because we have 4 locations that are open.
Yeah. So we're still getting the revenue
exactly.
for the company
still
at least.
Trying,
yeah.
You know, and another thing that's a weird thing about this year is filing for unemployment twice in the same
year. Yeah, right.
Super weird.
I don't think I ever filed for unemployment before this year, and to do it twice in a year is really weird.
Super bizarre.
So I'm like, okay, I guess so.
I am super glad to have that fallback.
Oh yeah, it's a nice little cushion. I mean, it's not a huge cushion, but it's enough towards like I can pay my bills.
Exactly.
And Jeff's still working. I have to say that. I mean, at least he's still working, and he's been working since March. Like we're lucky in that where they have a job. You know. That's essential. I mean, they darn near do similar stuff. I mean, they're both in like the...
Pretty much the construction industry.
So, but it's just, it is so nice to at least have that fallback because I don't know. If I had nothing to fall back on,
right.
You know, I don't have a savings. I live paycheck to paycheck because what do I do? I mean, work in a kitchen. Especially in California, a lot of us do.
Yeah, it's expensive to live here and it's like, you know, that's part of the whole frustrating part about the holiday season not working. It's like you rely on it because we're busier, you know, you're making better tips, you know, your hours are longer because we're working longer.
Yeah.
To not have that, man. I know. I feel like I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I apologize. It's just, I think that's the process in my brain since this is all still so new, you know, like last week. Even though it's like we knew it could be happening, I did not think that we were going to shut down.
I didn't think
until
we would.
Friday. And then Saturday last Friday.
Yeah.
Literally, the 4th of December?
When they were, was when you started feeling like, okay, it's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so Saturday is my last day at work. And
you don't have time to process.
No, I didn't have time to process. And I got sent home early on Friday and on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so, and I mean, to say early, it's just like earlier than normal.
Right.
You know, like my out time is 4:00. I was out at 3:45.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because usually your out time is 4:00 and you're not out till like 6:30 or 7:00.
Exactly, right.
So it's early.
Cool.
Yeah.
Out, you know, a little earlier than expected, but like a lot earlier than expected. Mm. And it's weird too, because like in our bar, I know I've mentioned this before in the past, we hand squeeze all our juice.
Yeah.
We make all of our syrups fresh, all that stuff. So knowing that we're probably shutting down on the weekend. And like I said, Friday, like we didn't know for sure.
Right.
So they're like, squeeze a little bit of juice, but not too much. The bartender tomorrow can deal with that. And I'm like, well, I'm the bartender tomorrow, so I'm still fucking squeezing the juice.
Yeah.
So I made sure I was set up, and I come in the next day, and they're like, don't squeeze anything at all. And it feels wrong. I'm like, I feel like I'm not setting up my fellow bartender tomorrow for success. I know that we're going to need to get rid of it all so it doesn't go to waste. I get that. But leaving her in a position where she might not have anything feels like I'm doing her this intense disservice.
It was, I feel the same way as far as being in the back. So Friday we were slow. I got sent home Friday.
Oh my God, like before.
Before noon.
Before noon. Yeah.
Before noon.
They had you come in and open the station.
Has never happened to me before.
P.S. We got busy after you left, but it probably wouldn't have been busy if everyone was there.
Exactly. Know? It's so that, that. Oh, speaking of everyone being there, really quick side note. Mm-hmm. So we had a guy that just came literally just.
This poor guy.
He's been off of work since March. He was telling me the other day. He's like, oh yeah, I just figured I'd start working again. And I haven't worked since March. And he started a week ago Monday.
Yeah. He was there Monday during orientation.
Yeah. And now he's got no job again.
He got to work for 5 days.
For 5 days. And then, and it wasn't even the full 5 days.
No.
Because there was a couple days he didn't work.
Yeah.
I was just, I felt bad. I felt so bad for him.
I mean, it's so tough.
Oh, it's tough. But what I was going to say, what was weird is, like you said, doing the prep. Because on Fridays and Saturdays, you're just prepping.
Exactly.
You barely have time to prep when you're getting orders coming in, especially for the morning crew, because you have the morning, you know, orders are coming in once you open.
Exactly.
You still have to prep and do that.
You got to set up your PM for success.
Oh, my God. And to not have any prep, it was wild. And then Saturday, I did prep, and I had our prep guy in the back do some desserts, like the butter cakes.
Yeah.
But I only had him do a half time. I was like, just do a half time.
Yeah.
Because we've got four... Or we've got like five in the back, and a halftime will give me nine. So I'm like 14 for a night. That should be fine. Because we also have our other desserts. We've got, you know, the key lime pies, the creme brulees. Oh, I mean, we've got a bunch of desserts.
Yeah, we've got like
so
10,
many
11,
desserts.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I didn't know, I didn't realize how many desserts, even though I played them up all the time. I didn't realize how many we had until I was like in my head inventorying them for Sunday. Like, okay, if we're busy on Saturday, or not busy because we hadn't been busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, on the whole way to work on Sunday, I was like, shit, I think I over-prepped the butter cakes.
Oh.
Because the butter cakes are kind of they're expensive to make, you know, and then, and they're a pain in the butt to make.
Yeah.
They're super duper sweet. They're really good.
They're amazing.
But I thought for sure, I was like, oh my God, I totally fucked up. I have too much prep. I didn't want to do that. And I was just like, I mean, literally from the time I got in my car until the time I got to work and I opened up the fridges, I was, the first thing I did was go look for the butter cakes.
Yeah.
That's how paranoid I was.
Yeah.
We sold out of all of them. I was like, holy shit, cool.
Right.
So we ended up making more because our prep guy had the other halftime. He had prepped it and he had it all ready to go, but he didn't make it. So I was like, just do that and we'll have that.
Yeah.
Well, we had run out of the creme brulees. We had a full halftime on that, which we never run out of those.
No.
Like, I was like, cool, we don't need to make any tonight because we'll have enough.
Exactly.
We had two pies before I left. We ran out of pies, creme brulees, and the butter cakes.
Oh, my God.
I was surprised.
That's so much dessert.
So much. And I was like, but I thought about it. I don't think people make desserts like that as, you know what I mean? Like, that's a treat. You go out, you get a key lime pie. Or you go out and you get a piece of cheesecake. Not a whole lot of people are going to sit and bake a whole cheesecake or a whole pie for themselves.
You're
just going to get.
Yeah,
so I think that's why the desserts do go.
Yeah.
So my manager in the morning, he was like, I go, hey, dude, we're closing tonight.
Yeah.
I've got two slices of key lime pie. I have a whole thing of, you know, bread pudding. We've got all the cheese. We have cheesecake and chocolate cake and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Plus ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wasn't going to prep the creme brulees and the key limes because I'd get two pies and nine creme brulees. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know if they sold out of it, but he's like, yeah, go ahead and make it. And I felt weird making it because in that point I was like, are we going to waste it?
Yeah.
Like, is this going to go to waste?
Seriously.
Am I, because I don't want to get in trouble for wasting all that. Not that I get in trouble, but.
But I know what you
mean. I don't want that,
like,
guilt
you don't
of
want
like.
To feel like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know it's just going to waste.
Yeah. So.
I think that they were taking it all to like another restaurant anyway.
That was my thought, was maybe they'll just take it to another, because it's the same recipe. You just.
Exactly.
Transfer
it should
from A
be
to
the
B.
Same
yeah.
Throughout all the,
I would imagine.
All the restaurants. Yeah. But still, I mean, I don't blame you for wondering that. Like, we were thinking that about like some of the juice and the stuff in the bar. It's like, okay, so do I freeze this for 3 weeks? Yeah. Is that wrong? And it's like, yeah, you can't really do that because it doesn't, you know, citrus, you know, you shouldn't freeze it for that long.
Right.
But it's like, they're selling cocktails at the markets in like, quart sizes.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, right. You go. And
it
like
reminds me of New Orleans for sure.
Hell yeah.
Because they have their go cup system, which yeah, I love. I'm right. Like, I like that. We should keep that. That's one seriously thing we should always keep.
Yeah.
I want my cocktail. I will take it
it's
to go.
It's still super weird to me.
It is. Yeah, you know? It is strange.
There's this lady who, which, you know, if that's the other thing. It's like during quarantine the first time and then this time, like there's regulars that I'm used to seeing all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, I know these people aren't like my real friends, but they're people that I genuinely care about yeah because I see them so often. So there's this one lady, she comes in and gets to go maybe 3 times a week.
Okay.
And she always gets 2 Aperol spritzes to go.
Really?
Every single time. And I think she's working is the craziest part about it to me.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I can't say that she's not going home after she picks up this food and she did work the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's so funny to me. Because it's like, it still feels wrong giving someone liquor to go. I'm yeah like, here's this drink. You yeah know? Like, that's...
Enjoy your
you
ride.
You know what I mean? Like, so super weird. And you always have to tell them, like, I know you already know, but you can't drink this in your car. And they're always like, I know. And I'm like...
I'm going to, but I know.
Like, exactly. And I'm just like, this is so weird. Like, yeah, what about third-party liability? Like, I feel so mm-hmm uncomfortable doing it. But at the same time, I think it's kind of rad. We're still making those sales and, you know, yeah, people can enjoy our drinks when they're at home.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, with the markets selling them in the quarts.
Can you get the which one I like,
the
smoke on the water. I would take that on. I mean, I make right my own old fashions at home, but that one just in yeah particular, I love that drink.
It's super good.
That one's really good.
I love making it because it makes the bar smell good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're smoking a little, little chip. Yeah. I love yeah that little chip. I'm like, oh, look, they're making little fires.
Right. It's so nice. Oh, my God. But yeah. So this is unprecedented.
That is, to say the least, unprecedented.
Right? It's so weird.
It is. Oh, I know we keep God, saying guys, it's weird, but it is. There's no other way to explain
there's
this year.
Not, no.
It's just been a really weird year. It's the emotions are so different. Everything. It's like, it's just, it's so up yeah and down. It's just a really roller coaster of, you know, you're happy to be off of work. You're sad to be off of work. You're, you know, happy to spend more time with friends, but then people are paranoid to spend more time with friends right because of everything that's going on in the world. And it's just,
yeah,
this weird thing going on that it's
super, super uncomfortable, super weird. Yeah, I've been thinking about this podcast the past couple of days, like what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But like I kind of mentioned earlier, like my thoughts have been all over the place. So it's like, I'll be like literally in the middle of a thought, like, yeah, okay, this is cool. I'm going to plan for this. And then I'm like, well, fuck. Am I gonna do this?
Yeah.
You know, and so I think like as excited as I've been, like I hope I'm not just sounding like a broken record right now.
I don't think it is. I think people would understand though too, is because our brains are on like overdrive right now because it's you're losing something. It's
yeah
like it's not okay. It's not the same as losing of someone.
Yeah.
Not even the
no
tiny
bit,
but. But you still go through those stages.
It feels so
anger, grief, and whatever. I know yeah anger and grief are two
I
of
know,
them.
Right? Seriously.
I think camping. I don't know what it is, but I just know anger and grief because I'm angry that I don't have my job. I'm sad.
Yeah. And that's the
you
part
that
makes it feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially like both of our husbands have been working this entire time, haven't had the time off. My mom hasn't had time off this
yeah
year.
Both of my parents have been working full time too.
Yeah, seriously. My dad has had time off, but not as much. Like,
right.
He had, I want to say like a couple of weeks in April. But it was not long that he
yeah
got off.
I remember
like
you saying that.
His boss ended up like, was like, I would rather pay you to actually work rather than to pay for the unemployment. Whatever. I don't know what his boss is thinking. But anyways.
Right.
The point is that, so he's been working. I've been the one who's had like all the time off.
Yeah.
And
normally, we're not the ones who
no
have the time off. Normally it's like, hey, I got a birthday party. Can you make it? Nope. Sorry. I'm working for the next 5 years.
Right,
you know,
give me like hella heads up.
Yeah, at least give me 3 months, maybe a half a year in
right
advance, and
seriously,
I might be able to get that weekend
I can
off.
Try.
Yeah, I'll try. No guarantees.
No.
And then you know that one weekend that you're gonna ask for off.
Right.
Everybody, and mm-hmm it's not an important weekend. Mm-hmm. It's just that one random like
right
day in April that you're like, I'll take this day off, and everyone's like, hey, so everybody else wants that day off, and your manager's like, you're the best person employee here, so you don't get the day
exactly
off.
Exactly. And I'm like, thanks, you. I guess. I don't know.
Double-edged fucking sword. Okay.
Right. Totally. So anyways, like, if you guys have any stories about this, like, send them in.
Oh, please do. We'd like to hear your stories. Good, bad, happy, sad, all of them. Because we know...
Did your restaurant get shut down?
Yeah, let us know. Tell us, you know, did your restaurant get shut down? Or you know, are you still working? You know, I know we have listeners all over the world, which...
That's thank wild, you guys.
It's
guys.
So wild oh and it's so awesome. And thank you all it's for your amazing. Support.
It is like the coolest thing and also a little terrifying. I'm not going to lie.
When you find just out that like, someone's in a different country, shit. Like, you know, because I know right? that there's people in Canada. Hey, Canada. There's Hi. People in, you know, Spain and of course, the United States and it's so everywhere. Weird, it's just
it's
everywhere.
So cool. It's like the raddest feeling and also...
It's weird to know your voice is on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
The other side of the world.
Super weird. Super weird.
But kind of cool at the same time. So thank you guys all for your support. We
thank
really
you
appreciate
so much. It's amazing.
All of the confessions you guys have written in, all the yeah. kind words you guys have sent, because we have gotten some really cool people just, you know, sending us emails or, yeah. or messages and showing their support, which...
Which has been amazing.
We really appreciate because yeah. you know it's this is a first time for us and we have fun doing it.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
know, and I hope you guys are having fun with us.
Yeah, it seems like you are. We've been getting good feedback. But yeah, call us. Let us know. Are you working? What's going on in your county or your city or your state or your country?
Are you guys any locked down?
Stuff? Yeah, right. Are
I
you
know.
Locked down?
Is the Isn't the UK still locked down?
I don't think they're still
they were.
Locked down. They were, for okay. sure. They had like a 2-week like legit hardcore lockdown.
I remember that.
And I don't know. I follow this guy who does hair in the UK.
Okay.
He does beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And I know that for a couple weeks he was for sure locked down, but I want to say I watched a video of him doing hair
okay.
in the past couple of days, so
okay.
it seems like his salon is back open.
Oh, good.
I don't really know, though.
Yeah, because I know that, I mean, there are some countries, though, that never locked down. I heard
yeah.
that Sweden never locked down.
Well, damn.
Or and they haven't had any, like, crazy spikes, which is,
yeah.
they let everybody kind of, like, if you're an adult, you have your own responsibilities, you know.
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever anyone's doing, good for, you know,
yeah.
do what you Serious. What you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I still wish that California would open up so we could all have our job.
Right. It's like such this frustrating place to be in, really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't want people to get sick. I don't want the hospitals to be overrun.
Obviously,
I know
yeah.
you don't for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know. But it's like so weird because I'm like, I also want to be able to buy the things I want to buy.
Yeah.
I want to have a job.
Exactly.
I want to be able to do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah.
And, yeah, super wild. But yeah, send us your confessions, you guys. Please.
Yes, please. Speaking of confessions,
yeah,
we've
do
got
we
a
have
couple
some this week.
We do have a couple this week.
Nice.
We'll go over them.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So, you want to read that one?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay. This one is from Anonymous. Anonymous writes, I had just put up an order in the window and my GM started yelling, where the hell was the Rockefeller? My cam looked at my GM and said, they're in the window. The GM turns around and sees the Rockefeller sitting there and says, how long have they been in the window? My supervisor jokingly said, oh, they've been there for like 15 minutes, when in reality they were really there for maybe 15 seconds. And the GM yells, well, the ticket time says it's been 7 minutes already. What took them so long? Grabs the food and rushes it out. I looked over at my supervisor with a look of disbelief, like, did that just fucking happen? Yep, I've had that before,
yeah.
where, like, you put something in the window, and they're like, where is it? And you're like,
yes,
it's right there.
Right here.
It only took me 3 minutes to make it, you know?
Right? Oh, my God.
I don't get
God.
That. Oh, I feel you, Anonymous. That sucks.
Seriously.
It's irritating when people, I'm sorry, Des, but when the front of the house does shit like that,
right.
you're like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, girl.
Because it's like,
you're telling
and
me.
I know we both have, you know, like the
yeah.
front of the house has their guards for the back of the house, but
yeah.
one of my biggest pet peeves with the front of the house is, and I think I've told you this, is
yeah.
when a server will put something in the window or they'll put a ticket in and then they just stand there and wait for it.
Yes. Oh,
and
they do
stare at you hardcore.
Too.
Oh, yeah, the bar. I forget they would do that
yeah.
at the bar.
They'll
and
ring
they just
a drink
stare at you and you're like,
they're like, don't you have
Dude,
something else to
go
do?
Go somewhere else. And they're
yes.
like, and they just stare. And they're like,
yeah.
okay, guess what? It's going to take a little bit longer
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of my window.
Onto the
yeah, I have moved you back this way. That's probably why that ticket took so long.
Right?
The server was probably there like, where's my food?
Yeah. Like, you're the only ticket in the window. Oh my God.
Oh,
it's funny because I totally see people do that in the back of the house.
Yeah.
But they absolutely do that
yeah.
at the bar too. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
You're like, first of all,
can
you
I
just
get
put
my beer? And I'm like, I have 5 tickets in front of your beer.
Yeah.
But it'll only take you 2 seconds to pour. Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I have all these other tickets in front of you.
These ones come first.
Go run some food.
Yeah. And then you just, then you start like putting their ticket like behind
yeah,
further and further. You're like, guess what? Every time you come up, asshole, it's going to go further and further in the back. Oh, it must have fallen on the ground.
So
oh my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
So bad. My fault.
I know, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's super shitty though, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Just
just from that like outside perspective.
Right.
Oh my God. Okay, so we have another confession. This one looks like it's from Anonymous as well. It says, I've been an executive chef at my current restaurant for over 4 years. I'm a petite woman and often get mistaken for a line cook and not the chef. I don't mind it all the time, but it is most frustrating when new guys come in and I train them how to make a dish, and then they go to one of the guys on the line to make sure they are trained properly. Oh, fuck off.
Suck up.
These guys.
But.
You know, sorry, Anonymous.
What me and butts today?
I don't know.
I don't know
Stab
either.
Stab a butt, though.
Stab a butt. Do it.
Suck a butt. These are gross. You said that, right?
I did.
Okay, I was like,
I did.
Now
like, why now? I said it out loud.
Did I make
cool.
that up?
Glad that we didn't.
Yuck.
The other day,
not I'm, kink shaming.
The other say. Day, someone, the other day, someone came up to me. Someone caught me off in traffic, and I yelled out, "You douche knuckle!" And I was like,
"Douche knuckle?
Where the fuck did that come from?" But it made me laugh as soon as I said it because I wanted to call him a moose knuckle.
Nice.
But it came out douche knuckle, and I'm
yeah,
like,
"That's pretty
new
great.
Word."
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
I love when we come up with new like. I guess there are swears.
Yeah, right? Our little swears.
So funny.
No, Anonymous, I completely understand. That just happened to me not too long ago, actually.
Oh, I believe it.
And it happens to me more often than you would believe.
It's
and
so
I'm not,
dumb.
It's like, and I'm not the executive chef or anything.
Yeah.
I'm a supervisor.
Yeah.
But I know my shit. I've been cooking professionally for 15
yeah.
years. You know, almost 16 years now.
Yeah.
But guys all the time underestimate my ability in cooking. And then they'll see me like, because usually when people first start, they'll start on a day where I'm just on, like, not just on, I don't say it in a bad way, but I'll be on pantry or I'll be on sushi.
Uh-huh.
And in the guy's eyes, it seems like that's a woman's
station. Isn't
that station.
So weird?
I don't get it
they're
because
like,
it's cold. I don't
know
why.
Different.
I don't get it. It makes no sense to me. It drives me up a wall because they're like, kind of like, oh, you belong in this corner. So like when they see me on the line, like on the hotline, on the grill or on saute, they're like, you know what you're doing? Yes, motherfucker. I know
Absolutely
what I'm doing.
Know
there's
what,
a reason I'm in this
right?
position.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
run fucking circles around
dude,
you.
Dude, and it drives me nuts because they'll like, I get so much shit talk on, you know,
oh, it's so
being a girl
annoying.
And I'm, you know, whatever. I don't care. You know,
right.
Just,
being a female in any industry has got to be rough. And like, so as a job, like, I don't know why I can't speak at all today.
It's all right.
But when I'm bartending, I'm also serving tables. And so since we're at outdoor dining the other day, in fact, this happened where I walked out there to my table. I'm talking to them and the guy goes, I'll take an old fashioned, but can you tell the bartender to put a little less syrup? I don't like it when he puts too much in there. And I'm just like, okay, well, first of all, it's a standard recipe across.
Yeah.
Like this isn't one of those bars where I get to make up shit that I want. I'm not free pouring at all.
Right.
Second of all, motherfucker, like, why are you assuming that the
it's
bartender
a guy.
And it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Where they're just like, can you tell him this or that? The bartender, him this. And I'm like, I'm the bartender.
Yeah, I'm the bartender, dude. Like,
you know?
Didn't you just walk? You just walked past the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Just standing
you
back
saw
there
me
holding
standing.
Up.
Yeah, oh, I must be a bar back. Just the dishwasher,
yeah.
juice squeezer, not the person actually making the drinks.
Oh. Just,
it's so weird because I'm like, why is that a thing?
It's just a weird assumption that
you know,
people have.
People always assumption that mm-hmm. assumption. People always assume that whoever's doing it is male.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
But that person
mm-hmm.
has to be a dude because why would a girl be doing that?
Yeah.
That's like
girls don't cook in the kitchen at all.
Right? No.
I mean professional kitchens.
No, at home.
At
yes.
home, definitely
only.
In the kitchen. That's the only place.
Yes, exactly.
But when you're in the kitchen, you should be a front of house. When
yeah.
you're in a restaurant, girls need to be front of house.
Right. You have to be a hostess.
Yes. Hello, guys.
Yes. I want a male waiter.
Yeah.
We actually used to have this little old man who would come in who would not let a male serve him.
Really?
Yeah. If a guy walked up to the table, he's like, I'm sorry. I'm going to need another server. Like, he wanted a waitress. Like,
oh, that's funny.
And it's weird because he wasn't creepy. He wasn't like...
He probably just wanted the visual. Just
I
didn't want to deal with a guy.
It was so weird,
that's
though. But
funny,
like,
though.
He just would not... If it was a guy, he would request somebody else. And he was a different... He was mean to men. But, like, when a woman would come up, he'd be super friendly. He'd tip really well. He wasn't giving you, like, the creepy up and downs or anything. Yeah, none of that. He was totally
He just wanted to talk to... Maybe he just wanted a conversation with a woman or something. Yeah,
he's there with his wife.
Maybe not.
I don't know what it was.
That's really...
He just legit didn't want a man serving him.
Maybe he didn't think a guy server would do the same. It's probably the double standard. The same double standard is, like, a server shouldn't be a guy. It should be a girl kind of thing.
Yeah, and that definitely... a woman should be serving me.
Yeah.
You know? It's so weird. Yeah. But yeah. Back to you, Anonymous. I'm so sorry that men are being
Tell them to suck a butt. Exactly. Tell them to kiss your ass.
Right.
Tell them to not be a dick and just fucking do your shit.
Oh, it's so true. Crazy.
Oh, so that's all of our confessions today. We
keep sending your confessions in.
Please keep sending your confessions in. We love hearing them. We love hearing from you guys. We really hope to get some more voice messages in soon, because I know you guys see it. I know you guys want to. Don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
We won't bite, and if we do, it won't be that hard.
No,
I promise.
I mean,
just a nibble.
Yeah,
like the food. Nibble, nibble. I got nothing. I'm being weird.
We're always being weird.
Right?
I mean, what do we even do? What is life?
It's,
what is this?
What is life if you're not weird? It's nothing.
Exactly.
I got nothing.
Right.
Oh man. So hey, by the way. Drink of the day. We'll go ahead and talk about that. We made a hot toddy today. We actually we got some cider, threw some oranges and some apples.
Super delicious, as usual, Sarah.
You know, I mean, I try.
Right.
I put some bullet bourbon in mine.
Yes.
Because, you know, Desi can't have alcohol, unfortunately.
No.
She could try, but she'd probably not be able to do the podcast with us.
I would not. She would probably be taking care of me.
Right. Chef would not let you come over and visit anymore.
He would definitely.
He's like... No more.
Exactly. Right. Oh, man. But yeah, super delicious. Thank you very much on that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You made us some bomb snacks, too.
I love snacks. Snacks are my favorite.
It's like one of the coolest things every time I come over here, you always have a delicious snack. Always. And it's so...
Life of the chef, man. I got to feed my friends.
What I think is really funny, I was actually thinking about it when I was driving here, is how like... You're the chef, I'm the bartender, and you still make all the drinks every time, too. I'm like, yeah, no, Sarah's got this.
You know, like I said the last episode, I would love to be a bartender.
You'd be a great bartender.
And I think one of my favorite drinks, I said, is my my old fashioned that I make.
Yeah.
I make it with ginger ale instead of like a simple syrup.
Uh-huh.
Just because...
Yeah, that's a little sweetness.
It's a little sweetness, and I love ginger ale.
Yeah.
But I made it for New Year's last year for our friends Jake and Annie. They come over every New Year's. We just kind of hang out. And I was like, hey, you guys want to make drinks? Do you guys want some wine? Like, what do you want? Because I usually have like a, I don't have a bar yet. We're going to, just going to build us one. But I have, you know, I have a good stock of stuff. And so I'm like, you want wine? You want to mix drinks? She goes, well, what are you having? I said, well, I made us our old fashions. She goes, I'll have one of those. I'm like, okay. And I pour mine, I guess heavy, two shots of bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Two shots of bourbon.
Yeah.
Three shots of. I used the shot glass to measure it out of the ginger ale, six splashes of bitters, and then orange peel, and just mix it all up.
Yeah.
Super, super good. She had two of them, and she was toasted. Like, and she was like, oh, I love your drink. It's so good, this and that. And but she just was like, because normally she'll have a couple drinks and she's fine.
Yeah.
But she was giddy and like super happy.
Yeah.
And she was like, this is the best ever. And I was like... I got you,
that's
girl.
So, fun.
So it was a lot of fun.
Totally.
But
that's awesome.
Maybe when we get back to work, maybe they'll let me play around in the bar or something.
Right.
That would be kind of cool.
They were talking about it. So hopefully we'll get
you
in
there. I hope they do get me in there because it has
so
been
fun.
About a year since we were talking about it.
Yeah, it's been a long little while.
But I mean.
It's been a weird year.
It's been a weird year. So what do you expect?
I mean. The last 20 years.
I know, right?
This year of 2020.
Did you, there was a, some guy on the. On Instagram I saw, and he was like, he does like these characters or whatever, and he's like, he makes like God created this or God created that, and then there's one, he goes, it's like God talking to, and it's not a religious thing at all, it's just like, if he made a platypus, what were his thoughts behind making a platypus kind of thing, and they're very, very funny. So he has one where he's like it's like an angel is talking to someone else, and then to Lucifer, and he's like, he's like, so did you get all the events planned for the 2020s? And he goes, yeah. He goes, wait. Lucifer's like, wait, 2020s? He goes, yeah. He goes, oh. And he's like, I put it all in 2020. He's like, you put a decade worth of events in a year? And I was like, Yep, yep, that was definitely how that happened.
Oh,
but that one made me laugh because I was like, that's pretty funny. Yeah. You find little things like that, and you got to look at the silver lining, man, because if you don't, it'll this lockdown will drive you nuts.
You got to laugh.
Oh, you totally got to laugh. If you don't laugh at yourself and or other people, you know.
I mean.
Man, I mean, you've got to because it's...
Yeah.
If you
the
before
shit
you
get you through.
Yeah. It really is. Laughter is the best medicine.
Totally.
I enjoy laughing a lot.
Oh man. Right.
Lucille Ball once said, "I only want to make people laugh."
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
That's sweet.
A great quote.
Yeah.
From an awesome woman.
Yeah. Definitely.
So.
Oh man. Thanks for listening, you guys.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. I don't think we said our thank yous last on our last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a total dick. Like afterwards, I was like, I don't know. Like when I was editing, I'm like, I don't think we thanked him. And it was not our intention.
Yeah, no.
Not at all. We are so thankful for all of you fans and everybody who's reached out to us.
Yes.
We're thankful. I can't tell you how much we love this community that we're trying to build and start. I mean, not that we're trying to build. This is a community we've already been a part of, but a way to get all of our voices across.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's nice to hear. It's nice to hear from across the country. You know, it's nice to hear from across the world.
It's super cool. It really is. Thank you so much for your support, you guys.
Thank you so much. Well, I guess that's it for today.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, all right.
I got without further ado.
Yep.
We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man.
Good times. Hot Behind Kitchen Confessionals is produced by Sarah Elgin.
Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you listen.
Remember, you're part of this podcast too. Leave us a voice message on the Anchor FM app and we'll play it on the show.
Or you can send us your kitchen confessional on our website and we'll read it on the air so you don't have to.
And please, don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts.
You can find this podcast on Instagram at hot.behind.podcast or at hotbehindpodcast.com.
We look forward to hearing from you.
Catch you on the flip side. Bye.
That was funny.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy
to see you.